Sheogorath and Jigalag. Chaos versus order is one of the oldest dichotomies in myth and fiction, from Norse mythology through Dungeons and Dragons. The Elder Scrolls franchise represents this concept through two Daedric princes, Sheogorath, the Daedric Prince of Madness, and Jigalag, the Daedric Prince of Order. While there are multiple examples of this trope in the Elder Scrolls, including Anu and Padome, the two original deities, Sheogorath and Jigalag are the clearest representations of the concept. Jigalag represents logic and the perfect order of all things, and was capable of planning for every action that would take place on Mundus and Oblivion long before they happened. This knowledge was all kept in a great library, which was eventually burned by Sheogorath. Jigalag wishes for complete order from his domain, leaving out all chance, free will, and original thought. Because of this, Jigalag seeks to dominate and control every realm he encounters, including the mortal plane, as well as the realms of Oblivion. Jigalag was supposedly the most powerful of the Daedric princes, and at some point began conquering multiple realms within Oblivion. The other Daedric princes banded together in order to stop him, and they managed to curse him, transforming him into Sheogorath, a being representing exactly that which Jigalag hated, chaos. Sheogorath represents madness and insanity in all its forms, from the harmless to the violently insane. He himself is generally completely unpredictable, equally capable of silly hijinks and sadistic butchering. Despite his apparent madness, however, Sheogorath is both incredibly intelligent and incredibly powerful, and is capable of manipulating anyone he wishes, including other Daedric princes. According to one series of books, Sheogorath has had a number of encounters with other Daedric princes while on Nirn. He had a contest with Hersine for both of them to create a deadly beast, and then have the beasts battle each other. Hersine created a monstrous Daedric beast with no equal, but this creature was bested by Sheogorath's small, colorful bird. The bird managed to avoid the creature's blows as it rested on top of it, and Hersine's beast gradually destroyed itself. Vermina, the Dreamweaver, had a talented follower who she gave nightly dreams to in order to inspire his work. Sheogorath claimed that it was not love of a celebrity that confirmed their greatness, but rather that some hated him. They made a deal that for 10 years, Vermina would do her best efforts to make her follower hated on Tamriel, and then Sheogorath would spend 10 years doing the same. Vermina changed the dream she gave her follower into nightmares, and his work began changing and taking on a far darker tone. Those who were repulsed by his work began to hate him, and his infamy grew. After the 10 years were up, the nightmares stopped, and his connection with Vermina was silenced. He began to wallow in despair and anger, and his work started to blaspheme against the gods. Eventually, he was executed for his heresy against Tyr Septim, and Sheogorath revealed that he did nothing, and the man's spiral into madness and infamy was his own doing. He also met with an orc champion that traveled the lands, earning a name for himself. He appeared to him one night in the guise of an old man, and offered him a fine sword with an ornately decorated handle. The orc traded for it, and a week later finally had cause to draw it from its scabbard. As he drew it, a madness fell over him, and when he recovered he found that he had just slain a young orc woman, and her body was covered in grisly wounds. The orc tossed the sword aside, fleeing from the scene. Sheogorath then summoned Malakath, god of the orcs, to the scene, and claimed that the victim had been mad, and thus he cared for her revenge. He told Malakath he knew where the killer was, and he allowed Malakath to execute him as long as Sheogorath could take his soul back to his realm for eternal punishment. Malakath agreed, and killed the orc without realizing what he was. Not only was he one of Malakath's precious orcs, but he was also literally Malekith's son. Sheogorath claimed the orc's soul, and Malekith mourned his mistake. Insanity among mortals on Tamriel has practically always been associated with Sheogorath, and it's said that those who have gone mad are touched by Sheogorath. Many stories have been told about people being inflicted with insanity as a cruel joke by the mad god, and he is legendary for his unpredictability and mercurial nature. Despite this, however, he does have worshippers who revere him as a trickster god that loves their imperfections, and also for inspiring creativity and original thought. In Dunmer culture, he is one of the four corners of the House of Troubles, as he is believed to have rebelled against the tribunal. Worship of Sheogorath in Morrowind is punishable by death, and they believe that Sheogorath exists to test the Dunmer for psychological weakness. Notably, however, he supposedly threw a meteor at Vivec City out of boredom, but it was halted by Vivec himself. Sheogorath's realm of oblivion is known as the Shivering Isles, and is a landmass surrounded by water, and divided into two halves. The two halves represent mania and dementia, which are also representative of Sheogorath's split personality. This was originally Jigalag's realm of oblivion, but once he became Sheogorath, he completely destroyed and remade it to better suit his new ideology. The realm is covered in unique and supernatural plants and creatures, as well as a number of mortals, both sane and insane. The Shivering Isles are generally managed by an entity known as Haskell, Chamberlain of Sheogorath. At the end of every era in the Shivering Isles, an event known as the Grey March occurs. This event involves the return of Jigalag's minions, as well as Jigalag himself replacing Sheogorath. Sheogorath summons a mortal champion to fight against Jigalag, but Jigalag always ends up destroying the Shivering Isles, and the mortal ends up taking on the mantle of Sheogorath. This cycle then continues, with the Grey March having occurred an unknown number of times, and a mortal assuming the role of Sheogorath. The champion of Cyrodiil, however, changed this, and managed to defeat Jigalag in physical combat. This freed Jigalag from his curse, and he went to roam the voids of oblivion. Curiously, Jigalag has not been heard from since, and his future remains uncertain. Sheogorath has perhaps the largest number of Daedric artifacts associated with him, although some are more well-known than others. The Folium Discognitum is a tome created by Sheogorath, filled with insane and insightful ramblings. The book is often desired by power-hungry wizards, and is likely to drive the reader mad. The Fork of Horripilation is a cursed iron fork that drains a wielder's magical ability. Most notable is the Wabajack, a staff that certainly represents the unpredictability of its creator. When invoked, the staff transforms a target into a random creature, whether it turns a powerful monster into a harmless animal, or vice versa. It can also possibly cast a random spell, with both beneficial and harmful effects. Sheogorath is easily among the most popular of the Daedric princes, largely due to his personality and volatile nature. The Shivering Isles content for The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion provided a lot of new information about Sheogorath and his realm of Oblivion, as well as the concept of Jigalag. Prior to this point, they had been two parts of the same entity, but now it seems that Jigalag is his own entity, although he was absent from the fifth game in the series. It's up in the air exactly what Bethesda plans to do with Jigalag, but Sheogorath will likely remain his usual mad, erratic, genius self.